Live from the EPB Fiber Optic Studio, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your hosts, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor.
Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. And thank you for taking your time on this Sunday morning to join us. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, and joining me is my partner, Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor and chief of staff, CHI Memorial, Georgia. And good morning, Dr. Green.
Good morning, Ed. As always, it is such a pleasure to be with you again this beautiful Sunday morning. And I thank our listeners for joining us and for listening us discuss traditional and non-traditional medicine. I know we're going to have a great time today, as we always do, and we'll both learn. And hopefully all of our listeners will learn something, gain a new perspective. As you said, I'm the chief of staff at CHI Memorial Georgia. Very happy to be doing that. Have interest in a lot of areas. Primarily, as our listeners know, I'm a primary care physician, board certified in family medicine. Been here, around 20 to 25 years. Family tradition goes back about 150, which is awesome to continue. I also have interest in sports medicine, having worked with the University of Georgia in the past. Go Dogs. I had to put that plug in. Sorry. And as well as home health and hospice, I'm so pleased to work with our sponsors, LHC, Louisiana Healthcare, and the two companies I work with for that company, which are Home Care Solutions and Heartlight Hospice. Just wonderful people, do an excellent job, and I'm honored to be able to work with them. And of course, our home health has been on the show before, and I hope we can have them on again in the future. As well, of course, I'm so pleased to be working with CHI Memorial, all the work they're doing at CHI Memorial Georgia, expanding healthcare in the North Georgia area is incredible. So the work we'll see in the years to come, what they are going to provide to the citizens of Northwest Georgia will blow your mind. It's going to be incredible. It already is growing leaps and bounds, and I hear good reports every day from my patients. And again, it's an honor to serve the community and an honor to work with CHI Memorial. Speaking of CHI Memorial, I want to remind everybody that support comes from them, and I'd like to encourage you to get an annual wellness checkup, even if you're perfectly healthy, especially as we head further on into this year. Not only will it keep you up to date with immunizations and tests, but you'll have a doctor who knows you in case of an illness. CHI Memorial provides you and your family over 30 locations throughout the Chattanooga and North Georgia areas. Learn more at chimemorialmedicalgroup.org. That's chimemorialmedicalgroup.org. Ed, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and anything that's going on with Nutrition World?
Thank you very much, my friend. And Nutrition World will celebrate its 40th year in business this December. And I will have to brag that last week we were presented with the best of the best. We won, which was a great honor for
Congratulations.
Us. Thank you. And, we're really in a strange category because we are a nutrition store more so than we are what you would call a health food store. As much as I respect good businesses like Earth Fare and Whole Foods, we carry all the basics. We have the local meats. We have buffalo. We have many different products. You could easily live out of Nutrition World. But we are more of a wellness center that encompasses many practitioners under one umbrella. And I truly believe in my heart of hearts that the journey to health, the maintenance of health, is not like an Uber. You don't just call up and push buttons and get in and you get to your destination and get out and all you do is pay money. It's not that. That's not the efficient way to have health. You need a personalized partnershiping where people work together to help you to maintain or regain your health on many fronts. And I know this week alone, I have given your name and number out to about four different clients who come in the store.
Thank you.
And because they're, you know, they're very frustrated. This town, Chattanooga, and other cities have a great level of frustration because they have found that many times there's a lot of closed-mindedness in many of the medical professional people. And people want partnershiping. They don't want to be told what they want to that they need to do. They want to be having conversations and come to an agreement where both parties are reasonable and wise, and they make good choices. And that's one reason I love what we are doing here, because for probably 30, I know at least 30 of my 40 years in business, it was a not a good partnership between conversations when it came to nutrition and health and disease. And now the doors are opening. And just this is a perfect example of the fact that, you know, people want to hear this, and they love the fact that people like you and I can have good conversations, have slight debates, have some disagreements. But at the end of the day, it's all for the client or patient's best interest. It's not about turf wars. It's not who's better than the other. It's what can we do to help promote the health of the individual person. And that's why you and I are here every Sunday morning. We never complain. We both love what we do. And I'm just thankful that we were able to join forces. It's been, I don't know how long now, but we've got a good number of shows under our belt. And I will say, on vitalhealthradio.com, you can go on there to past shows, and there are entitled, they're titled to a way where you know the topic that generally will be spoke on. And I'm actually going back, and I've listened to a couple of the people we interviewed that you know, you tend to forget things if you don't refresh your memory. We're doing a daggum good job.
You know, I hate to say that when it's talking about us. I mean, my goodness, we're congratulating ourselves. But, you know, I agree with you, and it does. And I've done the same thing and listened and enjoyed that and talked to friends and patients, coworkers. And more people are listening. I mean, I walked through a room. It was a counseling session. I was just getting some coffee, and somebody said, "Love the show." Wow. How do they even know about the show and that I'm doing it? Because, you know, how do they know me? Those kind of things are happening more and more frequently, and I'm so glad to hear that. You know, what you were talking about, Nutrition World being a wellness center, that concept is something that primary care has been working on for a while now, called a patient-centered medical home. It's basically the same concept. And, you know, I did hear one report of a new patient who said that, I forget what they had mentioned to their provider, but, you know, had a confrontation with their provider to the point that the provider said, you know, it's my way or the highway. Well, they left. So, you know, we had a nice discussion. I think if we keep from both sides, traditional and non-traditional medicine, if we keep our minds open and discuss these things, then both sides, no matter how far you are polarized, if your mind is open, you listen. I think about how controversial statins are, cholesterol drugs in the non-traditional medicine world, and how much of a staple of care they are in the traditional medicine world, and it couldn't be much further polarized than statin drugs. But if I'm willing to talk about all of the non-traditional options for management of cholesterol disorders, then suddenly they're willing to listen to me quote all of the data for statins. So at least it's an open discussion. We both learn, and they're considering their options. And that's really what I'm trying to get people to do, is just open their mind to the fact that both sides, traditional and non-traditional, have a valid point, and you just have to decide what's right for you. And it's a nice, pleasant discussion. And I think we're opening people's minds to that. And it's going to become a patient-centered medical home and wellness center, and we will cooperate.
Yes, and that's the path, the only path that I see that is practical, safe, and non-confrontational for those of us who are aging. I'm 61. I, you know, need to do things differently at 61 than I did at 51. Father Time will have its way with our physical body. The thing is, and I actually told someone this yesterday, I truly don't know if I'm actually going to live much longer than the average person, because I do a tremendous amount, you know, in the right area, from nutrition to exercise to the supplements I take, to the mindfulness, the work on sleep, everything down to the nitty gritty. And I'm more about quality. I want to feel my best, be able to function Do we have aches and pains? I have a staff of 26 people, and I can tell you right now, more than half of those are under the age of 32, and I swear they got more aches and pains than I do. Mine generally comes from over-exercise, really, not from aging, and I'm very pleased by the fact that I think I'm aging well, but it's based not on luck. It's based on learning, and that is another reason why I encourage people to find the right websites, the people that you trust, the shows like Vital Health Radio. We have to learn. This is not, we didn't come with an owner's manual when we were born, because there isn't one, and things change, and we learn and learn and learn, and the world changes. Do you think the world is the same now, or the foods that were available in even 1970? No, they are simply not, and we have to adjust as times goes on, and we have to adjust our own physical needs because, again, every decade is slightly different. I can certainly tell it's different for me now than it used to be, and that's going to be true of all of us.
And we're definitely aging, like you said, so we are, but we both interact with a wide variety of people and of age groups, and it is true that I think that as we maintain a healthy lifestyle, and you and I are not perfect by any stretch. I mean, you'll see me out eating things I shouldn't eat, but for the most part, I am going to eat and live a healthy lifestyle and exercise, and it is worth it. We can't all be Jack LaLanne, but we can be the healthiest, hopefully, like I've said before, better tomorrow, better next year than we are today, and that's what I try to do, and so far it's working, and I would encourage everybody to follow what we tell them to do when it comes to diet and exercise and healthy lifestyle. It's good advice.
Well, thank you for that, and it's already time for us to take a break. So when we come back, we'll be discussing more of your nutritional and medical health. We've got that plus more to come. For Dr. Christopher Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet. And keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones, back again with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green. And we have a great interview today with an Aubrey Knight, nurse practitioner. And it's always an interesting topic for me, and I probably discuss it a half a dozen times a day with clients, and that is the effects of intestinal health on the overall system of the body. Everything from inflammation to brain health to leaky gut. In fact, yesterday on the news, it was an interesting article. It says how fighting with your spouse can make you sick. And it was a study done at Ohio State University. And what it showed was that people who were married and had bitter arguments, it actually affected the gut lining in a way that was increasing disease-causing inflammation. But welcome, Aubrey. We're excited to talk to you.
Hey, good morning.
I know that Dr. Green was telling me a little bit about you. He knows you, and you had your own personal journey with some of these questions and comments I'm making about gut health. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, sure. I started. It's been quite a few years ago, and I had just had my son, and it was like a year and a half after I delivered him, and I was struggling with weight and weight gain and stomach pains. I have always my entire life had upset stomach, and I never really could figure out why. I'd cut out coffee. I'd cut out caffeine. I'd cut out carbohydrates. I would cut out all kinds of different things, but never really could figure out what was going on. And this was before I went to school for nurse practitioner, and I decided, okay, well, I'm going to cut out gluten just to try it, just to see what's going on. And I started to have less stomach aches, but I still wasn't really losing weight. So I couldn't really figure that out. And I finally made the decision that I wanted to change my life. I wanted to be happy. I wanted to feel happy. And I wanted to be healthy for my son. I want to be the mom that goes hiking with my son, that goes, you know, skiing in the wintertime and is able to be healthy and fit and not just sitting on the couch and not being able to do the things that I want to do. So I started exercising, and I was exercising and still not really losing a whole lot of weight. And I was, you know, getting really frustrated because I was in the gym 3 days a week and I was still weighing 30 pounds more than I wanted to weigh. And I just would hit a plateau and not really be able to lose the weight. So then I made a complete total diet change where I cut out all refined carbohydrates and all refined sugars. So natural sugars, natural carbs. It's pretty much like a keto diet, but I wasn't very strict on the actual keto rules. It was basically meat, vegetables, and some fruits. When I was trying to lose weight, I cut out the fruits that had a lot of high sugar. So basically the concept is to eat foods that you digest quickly, and your body has time to digest those foods, and then you are able to start digesting fat for energy. And then once I got down to the weight that I wanted to be, what we call cheat on the weekends, and I don't give up all the things that I love to eat. I love pizza. I like to eat desserts every once in a while, but I don't during the week. I give myself the week to eat healthy, and I'm strict during the week. And then on the weekends, we allow ourselves every other weekend to eat what we want to eat within reason. And I lost 30 pounds, and I've maintained that for 2 years now. And I still work out. I feel great. I never have stomach aches. I haven't had a stomach ache in 2 years because I don't eat those refined sugars and carbs. And it's really interesting because I did a research study a year and a half ago on gluten and the relation to the microbiome. And we found out, my partner and I found out that gluten is digested through our gut and really can cause a lot of problems. There was a research study that we read that they did a study on a irritable bowel syndrome clinic, and half of the patients did a gluten-free diet and the other half didn't, and almost all of their symptoms, the ones who were gluten-free, went away. So, you know, we treat patients with medication for irritable bowel syndrome, and we pretty much could trial gluten-free diets, and pretty much we probably would be successful.
You know, Aubrey, it's kind of funny. We haven't really spoken about that since you worked with me in the office. So what you are talking about sounds so much like what Ed and I talk about on the show, the healthy diet. The foods are very similar. We talk about the keto diet, you know, and it really does change your life and how you feel. I agree. You know, I had a couple of questions. First, for our listeners who don't really know how to do a gluten-free diet, can you explain what you mean?
Gluten, pretty much, you know, gluten is a form of, it's a very sticky molecule, and it forms in breads and crackers and anything that has mostly like wheat, anything that we couple with meat usually. And it, you know, it's in pastas. It's in, there's gluten in some protein bars. There's gluten in some, you know, in cereals. You have to kind of look at those. But the good thing is that gluten-free is really readily available now. Years ago, they didn't used to have a whole lot, and the people who had diseases like celiac disease who can't have gluten that really struggle. It causes them to have a lot of problems. They had a hard time finding gluten-free products. But now you can go to a gluten-free aisle. I was just at Walmart the other day, and I was in an entire section that had gluten-free everything. Gluten-free pancake mix, gluten-free like breakfast cereal bars, gluten-free cereal, gluten-free pasta, gluten-free everything.
You know, another question. You mentioned that you didn't just make the change because of abdominal pain. You really had other more global symptoms. You want to be happy. You want to feel better more globally. Did the change in your diet and exercise program, did it do anything else for you? Did it change your body or your outlook or anything? Did it do more for you?
Well, absolutely. I mean, we all struggle with weight. I mean, once you get to a certain age, it's like you feel like you can eat one thing and it goes right to your hips. At least for females, we do. And when you can start feeling good about yourself, you look in the mirror and you feel good about yourself. And it's not even about, for me, I don't even weigh myself anymore because I can look in the mirror and I can feel comfortable with who I am and what I look like. And I feel good. I'm happy. And, you know, we're taught that exercise is a natural medicine. I mean, it releases endorphins, and I just read a study the other day that they're proving that exercise can keep dementia and Alzheimer's away. So, I mean, it's good for everything. It's good for your brain, and it's good for your life. It's a natural, happy medicine.
And I can say for our listeners that Aubrey is very athletic. She does live everything she's saying, and she and her husband, I see them at the gym all the time. So, yes, she does live this lifestyle. So,
What a wonderful testimony. And because so many people, you know, are confused about this subject. And I know I'd want to clarify maybe from my standpoint, I know when I have discussions sometimes about the negative effects of gluten on some people, and we do know that, you know, gluten isn't a poison to all, but I live a life where I attempt to eat the least amount of gluten I can because I do feel that the gluten of today is not the gluten of 1970. We have a lot of changes based on the new growing of the new mutated seeds. But
absolutely. In our research study, we learned that the wheat and the products that they're using now are so genetically modified. We read things about Bible times and about how they, grew the wheat and grew and made the bread and things like that. And we found that it's not even the same. We're not eating the same type of food. And so I kind of got that mentality that they always say that it's healthy for you, right? You can eat wheat bread and it's healthy for you. And I'm not saying that wheat is not healthy for you. I'm not saying that bread and anything else is, not good for you if you don't want, but, it is pretty much, that the gluten now is such a, it was really interesting because they talked about gluten being a very sticky molecule. And that kind of made a lot of sense to me. Sticky molecules, you have a hard time getting rid of that. Your body was not really made to digest that sticky molecule.
That's exactly right. And, the actual word gluten in the language does mean glue. And, and here's one other point I like to make. When I do speak to people sometimes about this issue, they'll say, oh, my doctor checked me for celiac. That isn't what we're talking about, is it?
Right. No, absolutely not. I mean, patients with celiac disease can't have gluten for a reason. Their guts cannot digest it, and they have a lot of problems. But how many people do you know that have irritable bowel syndrome or that always are having stomach aches, or they come in to the office and they're having lots of problems? Well, we found that the bacteria for gluten digestion releases, like it is required to have this bacteria, releases a waste of acid and gas.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Americans have, we're one of the highest in acid reflux problems.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know anyone who's not on a Prilosec or a proton pump inhibitor, what we call it, and they have acid reflux problems all the time. I used to have acid reflux. I would chew Tums like it was candy. I don't have to eat Tums anymore. I haven't even had any heartburn or anything like that since I was pregnant.
Well, this is what people need to hear, because fixing reflux, fixing these other issues with Band-Aids are not actually treating the underlying cause. And your story is very important, because one thing that I love that you said is, you didn't turn your life completely upside down. On weekends, like every other weekend, you still allow yourself to have things. And I know at Nutrition World, we have cauliflower pizza crust. We have all the supplements that are gluten-free. And you do have to be a detective. There's no doubt, because it's easy to not look, and all of a sudden you've consumed gluten on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, all the way through the week, even though you just because you didn't read a label. But I'm just so thrilled that you were able to educate our listeners on this. And believe it or not, our time is already up, Aubrey, and we're going to hopefully have you back for another interview. But it's time for us to take a break. When we come back, Dr. Green and I will be discussing more about your health. I'm Ed Jones with Dr. Green. Stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones, along with Dr. Green, and today we are talking to Katie Kuhlman about one of the probable most often asked questions of me and Nutrition World over the past 40 years, which is, I need to lose weight, and I've done every diet on earth, and I can't keep it off, and all the comments that come with our society today. We are in an epidemic of obesity. And there's many people who are certainly not obese, but who cannot manage their weight. And one of the underlying foundations of health that we have now learned scientifically is when you are overweight, you produce more inflammation. And I speak of this constantly. I write of this always. Chronic inflammation is at the root of all the diseases that we don't want to get as we age. Everything from Alzheimer's to arthritis to plaque in the arteries, immune dysfunction, gut health. When you have something that kind of festers for year after year, you're going to create damage. And finally, you start having symptoms. Don't think that just because you have all of a sudden a pain in your elbow that it started last month. It started last decade or longer before. Well, Nutrition World has been involved with a type of diet out of Canada called Ideal Protein, and we have about, in my estimation, a 95% plus success rate in helping people in a far different way to manage their weight than other diets. So welcome, Katie. Been more involved in Ideal Protein as the head coach for many, many years, and certainly consider you an expert. So welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. I'm honored to be here today. So
I want you to tell people, the underlying kind of premise and why this is a different type of a program for them to consider if they have been struggling with weight.
Yes, definitely. So this program came out of Canada about 30 years ago. It was based on the science of a ketogenic lifestyle, but it is not the ketogenic diet that is circulating the internet and Pinterest and Facebook today. It's a modified ketogenic diet. So what we're currently seeing in the news and Facebook and all that is a very high fat, very low protein, and very low carbohydrate ketogenic diet. This is going to be more of a moderate fat, moderate protein, lower carb diet. I think the best thing about this diet, there's two things that just put it above other ones that I have seen out there. One is it actually teaches you, as you're losing weight, about macronutrients, about food, and how to keep the weight off long term. So this is not a crash diet. This is not something that gets the weight off and then we say, see you later, good luck with that. No, this is a way of teaching you mentally and teaching your body how to keep weight off long term. The second thing is that I'm mentioning here, it's so important for our pancreas to not have to work all the time digesting simple sugars, simple carbs, having to release insulin to bring the blood sugar back down. This is a common everyday, probably every few hour occurrence for most Americans that eat the SAD diet, which is the standard American diet. And it is pretty sad. So with most people eating white breads, pasta, lots of fruit all day long, sugars, sugary drinks, sweet tea, Cokes, all of these things just end up causing our pancreas to have to work in overdrive. Our pancreas working in overdrive makes our insulin go nuts. Insulin is a growth hormone. So if you begin to wonder, why am I growing? Why am I having issues with my weight, my body fat? Well, your insulin production is more than likely faulty. So we have to fix the root of the weight problem, which is insulin. And that's what this diet does. So I think that scientifically, it just makes sense.
Well, that's a perfect explanation, because so many people still have the perception to lose weight, I just push back from the table. I eat less calories. And one thing that I know we both completely have agreed upon is that that doesn't always work. I mean, people who have experimented realize now that sometimes you can eat far less, you can work out every day, and you can look at food and gain weight. And so many people are frustrated, and I will have to say, it's actually more women than men, are trying their level best, and they lose 1 pound or 2 pounds, and they can't keep it off, and they make one mistake, and they gain it all back. And the reason's not because... Or the fix is not to eat less calories. The fix is to fix the chemistry of the body. Because most of us, when we were younger, didn't really have to worry too much about weight. Now, some did, but most did not. Well, what changed between the age of 18 and 38? Well, what changed was, some of it was habits, but it really was the physiological chemistry of the machine that we call the body. And you explained it eloquently about the pancreas. When you have a functioning pancreas that is optimally healthy, and I will have to say, I think mine is, because I still weigh the same thing now that I weighed when I was 18 years old, and I eat 5 times a day. But the reason that I can do that is because I have adhered to the principles very closely, somewhat, to ideal protein, and which means my pancreas gets to rest. And so when it does process food, it's doing it efficiently. It's not packing it on. And I know ideal protein is now, it's a diet that is a very accountable. Tell people how a person would be involved in this and how many times they come and, you know, the whole protocol.
Yeah. So for most people, dieting can be a confusing, scary thought, and they don't know where to begin. That is all taken care of you with Idle Protein. You would come into our store. We have 3 coaches that have either experienced the program or are highly trained in the program. You would come in. We would explain to you exactly what to eat, what not to eat, help you pick out some foods that we have at our store, show you what to get at the grocery with a list of do's and don'ts that's very simple. And you would come back in every single week to our store, weigh in on our state-of-the-art body fat machine that checks your weight, body fat, visceral fat, which means your actual fat that's sitting in and around your organs, It would check your muscle mass, your hydration levels. We'd take measurements in 5 areas of the body, and we would do that every single week until you get to your goal. And then once you're at your goal, we then phase you off, and we take away foods from our store and start bringing back in more of your own food and teaching you how to keep the weight off. And we will stay with you if that's a whole nother year and you feel like you need us for another year, we'll stay with you another year. If you think you've got it in a couple weeks, then that's wonderful. But the accountability that we have is one of the reasons that the success rate is so high. I've probably seen in my 5 years of being head coach of Vital Protein, 600 people on this protocol with a success rate of about 90% of people losing weight and keeping it off.
Yeah, because I get to see these people also. I'm definitely not an Ideal Protein consultant coach. However, you know, I'm there 6 days a week and I hear feedback and comments. And not only that, I don't even have to hear the comments. I visually see women and men who have struggled for so long, and finally they actually look like different people. And I know when they do tell me about things, here's a couple of the comments that is very constant. After 1 to 2 weeks, all of my cravings for bad food left. And that is huge, because you cannot self-discipline yourself for the rest of your life to be perfect. You're going to have to find a balance within the chemistry of your body so that when you walk past a cookie, you're not like a drug addict that's all you think about is going back and taking the whole thing and eating it. Those things disappear on an Ideal Protein diet. And when we say accountability, it is accountability. We make it simple for people, but it's also the coaching part, so that if you do see, or we see, that all of a sudden you became stagnant in your weight loss, we know how to figure out what went wrong. And I know you can please comment on this, Katie. I know many times what stops the weight loss is someone who takes a drug. Tell me about that.
Yes. Oftentimes, over, you know, the 600 people that I've seen, if they have gotten on, you know, steroids or an antibiotic or random, you know, allergy meds, or even sometimes just painkillers and things of that nature, I can see that reflected on the machine. I can see their fat not responding right. I can see their water weight going up. I can see their weight loss stagnant. So, you know, if you didn't have that accountability and you were doing this diet or a diet on your own and you thought, I'm dieting, I'm following what I need to, why am I not losing weight? That would be a very frustrating place to be. And I could see a lot of people giving up. But with our coaches and with our coaching minds, we know the questions to ask. We know what to look for. We know what signs to hone in on. And then we're able to say, oh, okay, you've started this new allergy medication. Let's see if there's maybe an alternative. Maybe there's something else we can do to not keep you stagnant, because we want to get this weight off just as much as that person does.
Yeah, that's perfect. And you know, I want people to hopefully believe me when I say this. We want people to graduate off this protocol and program and go and live the rest of their life. You don't have to be handcuffed to us, our coach, or the foods that we talk about. It is about getting you to the right weight, the right chemistry, and us shaking hands and giving you a hug and saying, if you need us again, please call on us. And, you know, I don't know what you would say. There are probably, you know, 25% who fall off the wagon due to life, and they come back for tune-ups, and we coach them again for a few months, and then they get right back to their goal weight, and they know how to do this. Sometimes we all need a little bit of hand-holding, and our coaches are wonderful at that. But it is, and one of the things that many people have a struggle with is we make people eat sometimes more food than they want. And that's kind of a radical idea, because everybody thinks you should eat less.
Yes.
Isn't that true? I mean, sometimes we have to really encourage people to eat more, right,
Katie?
Yes,
very common. I'd say about half the people that come in to me and the coaches actually don't eat enough food, enough calories. And they're choosing the wrong calories of what they are choosing, but they're not getting nearly enough. They may eat one meal a day. They may drink coffee all day long until their really large meal at night, some sort of scenario like that. So oftentimes introducing the diet plan to them, one of the probably most common reactions is, I can't eat all this food. The thing is that you kind of have to eat all the food in order to really restart that metabolism, get the blood sugar running in a very balanced way. And so, you know, we're not going to force the food down anyone's throat, of course, but we're hoping we can teach them that eating more often, smaller meals and healthy, right choices is the way to go. And that does happen as they stick with us.
But again, it has to be set up with the right macros, macros being the right percentage of protein, fats, and carbs of the right source. Tell people who are listening who want to pursue this or want to learn more, how would they do this?
Yeah, you could call our store, Nutrition World, and ask for an Idle Protein coach. You could go to our website, nutritionw.com, and click on Idle Protein Diet. And we also have a lecture recorded on there from a doctor that came and spoke on this diet, and he had done the diet himself. So, or just walk in the store and ask for a coach, and any of us would be more than happy to begin your journey to better weight loss.
Thank you very much, Katie. It is time for us to take another break. When we come back, we will be discussing more about your nutrition and health. We've got all of that plus more to come. For Dr. Green, and I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that is all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, along with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green. And in this segment, we always look forward to Dr. Green's spiritual moment.
Thank you, Ed, for that introduction. And as always, the spiritual moment is brought to you by Silverdale Baptist Church. If you would like to learn more about Silverdale, just visit their website, which is silverdalebc.com. That is silverdalebc.com. There is also an excellent free app you can download, and it has a lot of information and times on there for you and all the opportunities that are available at Silverdale. Let's start with a few verses. The first is Psalm chapter 61, verse 2. From the ends of the earth I call to you. I call as my heart grows faint. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Then Isaiah chapter 40, verse 28. Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. Last, John 16, verse 33, Jesus is talking. I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world. Now, Saul was Israel's first king. When he learned about God's plan for him, he realized the calling was way too big for him. He would have to deal with multiple enemies prowling their borders and manage Israel's scheming and jealous tribes and meet the incredibly high expectations of the people for their nation's first king. So when the hour came for Saul's coronation, no one could find him. They looked for a while and finally found him hiding among some baggage. Saul had considered the job description, sized up his own character and skills, and decided he was simply not up to the task. What he failed to realize is that when we find ourselves at the end of our own wisdom, courage, and strength, we have to surrender all of our inadequacies to God, allowing him to work in us and through us. when we do that, we experience a peace that enables us to crawl out of a life of fear and into a life of purpose. We are not called to a timid life lived in fear and realization of our own shortcomings. We are called to live life fiercely through a strength and drive born of our faith in a God who provides all that we could not. And that is your spiritual moment for today. Ed, back to you.
Thank you, my friend. And, you know, the word fear always, I think, is an important thing to consider, because I too see, as far as health also, that fear destroys health, because it puts us in a place where we cannot make good, wise decisions, because we are paralyzed, we're confused, we're in chaos. And, you know, lack of fear or dealing with fear is very, very important for all aspects of life. So thank you for all of that.
Thank you.
I do want to say that on the events that are coming up for Nutrition World, we have three exciting ones that I am looking very forward to not only having but attending. One on October 9th on immune health. This is a very special lady who had her own journey of very serious disease, and she embraced many different levels of therapies and overcame something that was, the odds were stacked against her, I will say. So I encourage you to come listen to her story, and it's very educational. You will walk away with a very good understanding of the immune system and how to super activate it through natural means. That's going to be on October 9th. All of these events are on nutritionw.com under the event tab. Secondly, is a fellow we're flying down here from Canada. And he's going to speak on, the title is The Four Rights of Supplementation with Dr. Traj Nibber. And what he deals with, and I find this so accurate, so much of our what we hope to achieve through the use of nutritional supplements can be derailed by some mistakes. The mistakes are taking it improperly, taking the wrong product, the wrong dose at the wrong time. So he's going to deal with these four R's. And it's going to be a very, very educational lecture for those who want to truly fine-tune their program and protocol. And then the next one is one that I continue to know is the future of maintaining optimal health, which is the microbiome. That is the bacteria that resides within our gut. And it has to be dealt with, because when we have a intestine that is full of bacteria that are pathogenic or just not conducive to health, everything from brain chemistry to sleep to depression to physical health will decline. So on October 23rd, the microbiome, ultimate health begins in the gut. I want to ask you, Dr. Green, I bet I haven't seen anybody yet that knows about this restaurant. Have you heard of the Olive Branch in East Ridge?
No, I haven't been to that one.
A friend just tucked me over there, and I kind of drug me over because I'm kind of skeptical of trying new places. But I was very impressed yesterday. I went, and it is at 3992 Ringgold Road, privately owned. These wonderful Mediterranean people have, as if you've been to places that where people have a true passion for being a chef and a cook and the quality of food, this is the Olive Branch. I had some absolutely blow-me-away plate of baked chicken, squash, Brussels sprouts, and a salad that was to die for. I will be back to the Olive Branch, because there again, it's not a health food restaurant, and Chattanooga is very limited on the restaurants that you might find in other cities like in California and even Atlanta. But we do the best we can, and I try to educate people as to options. What I don't want people to or for myself do is go to places that are, I don't want to say big box restaurants or big commercial, because some of them do a decent job, but most of those foods, there's no connection to quality. It mainly comes in cans. They just figure out with special flavors and spices how to make it taste good. But these locally owned places are actually, you know, getting the fresh foods and fixing them.
And, you know, we talked, I think it may have been last week, about Edley's Barbecue in North Shore. And I had to go back. You had mentioned the slaw and how good it was. And so I tried that this past weekend, and it was excellent. Actually, a little bit spicy. So, you know, I enjoyed that. And we talked about the freshness of their foods, the local quality of the foods, that they use a lot of grass-fed products. And I talked to one of the workers there, and they actually told me that the owners have their own farm, and they try to source as much as they can when it's possible seasonally from their own farm, which impressed me. And otherwise, you know, stick with local sources. So that was just a little bit more I learned about Edley's Barbecue.
Well, I appreciate that, because, you know, we're not being paid by any of these restaurants, number one. And I am, despite the fact that, of course, I've spent my whole life studying vitamins and minerals and herbs, essential oils, the most potent medicine we have is our knife and fork. There is no doubt that you have to choose wisely, no matter where you're eating, at home, restaurants, wherever. If you consistently choose food based on price only, you will suffer. That's number one. So we have to get past the idea of, let's find the least expensive lunch and supper and foods that we can, because I haven't seen a big 50% off sale at Mercedes anytime recently, and you cannot buy quality foods for the big billboard signs of, you know, I think I saw one yesterday, entree, French fries, Coke for all for, you know, $3.99. Well, it just can't happen. You cannot get quality and get that kind of low price. So I'm always harping on the fact that, you know, please, please choose carefully and wisely when you deal with your breakfast, lunch, and supper. And I will say very quickly, just because I'm getting rambling on here, I do not eat breakfast any longer. I drink it. And it's not tequila. It's actually a good drink. I put together the most perfect combination of the macros, which are the fat, proteins, and carbs, and I do it in the cleanest, most perfect, non-GMO, organic. You can do this with a drink. I do it in 5 to 6 minutes every morning by buying the proper protein, the proper coconut oil, the proper organic blueberries, the proper flax seeds for my fiber. And I put all of these together with a green powder. The green powder is all of the green vegetables that I might not be able to get the rest of the day. So regardless of what happens the rest of my day, at least I've had the perfect breakfast.
Does it taste good?
I've made it taste good.
Okay.
It is something you have to work with, because people's taste buds are different, and you have to choose the correct products. That's, again, where Nutrition World, you know, we'll take your hand, and we will help you with every way possible.
You know, I was just thinking, my breakfast oftentimes consumes, as many physicians will, of high quantity of coffee. I was just looking, CNN had an article, there was an observational study of like 20,000 people that showed that individuals who consumed at least 4 cups of coffee daily had a 64% lower risk of early death compared to those who never or rarely consume coffee. And that reduction was more significant once we reached the age of 45. That suggests that it might be more beneficial to consume coffee as we get older. So that was a very good thing to read for me, considering I love my coffee.
Well, I completely agree with that based on the substantial studies. I do think, though, again, choosing wisely, if we can do organic, we should, because these coffees are being grown in other countries where they don't have much regard for the toxicity of their chemicals.
I think we've talked about Bulletproof Coffee as well, which is a good company.
Yes, and they do it the right way. Well, guess what? That does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. It is a production from the Whitfield Media Group and the website by Avalon Design Studio. Thank you for listening, and we will be back here again next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Dr. Christopher Green from CHI Memorial, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World in Chattanooga. Have a healthy and safe day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones and Dr. Christopher Green. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.